Track 304.
Scrimshaw continued into the 20th century age of modern whaling with Norwegian carvings of trolls and penguins on sperm whale teeth, Soviet-era paintings of catcher boats and other scenes on sperm whale teeth, and other sculptural creations, including a whale vertebrae with a model catcher boat inserted into it and mounted behind glass. The American whaleman also came to influence the Eskimos of Alaska, who had a very ancient tradition of ivory carving and engraving embedded into their daily lifestyle. However, as more and more Westerners began moving into Alaska during the gold rush periods of the 1890s, Eskimo ivory carvers began adapting their traditional work toward the souvenir trade. Elaborately engraved cribbage boards and the general style of whaleman scrimshaw were very popular collector's items, and some fine examples are on example here. Some of the more famous artists include the gnome artist Happy Jack and his protege, Billa Komonisiak. This later era of Yankee whaling coincided with the growth of San Francisco as a whaling port, bringing large numbers of people into regular contact with Alaska. One artist, Nathaniel S. Finney, set up shop in San Francisco, engraving very fine and precise portraits and other scenes on walrus tusks on commission. Finney and his Alaska counterparts were among the few historical figures who ever accrued any commercial gain from their scrimshaw artistry.